Rhiannon. Many of the greatest tales throughout history, mythology, and fiction include tragic events happening to good characters, and the demonstration of intelligence, perseverance, and courage to overcome them. Throughout this series, we have certainly looked at a few stories of tragedy and triumph within Celtic mythology, but this time, rather than looking at Ireland or parts of Scotland, we'll be heading to Wales. Although Celtic mythology from the Welsh region is a bit murkier than Ireland, there does exist an early collection of stories known as the Mabinogion. One of the important characters from these stories is Rhiannon, an otherworldly figure associated with horses, and sometimes interpreted as a goddess. Rhiannon undergoes a number of tragic events, but perseveres with a strong will and intellect. Our story begins not with Rhiannon, but with a prince named Pwyll. Pwyll is the prince from the Welsh kingdom of Dyfed, and after mistakenly stumbling into an otherworldly realm while separated from his hunting companions, he angers a king of the otherworld. To make amends to the king, the two trade places for a year and a day, during which Pwyll acts admirably while ruling the realm of Annwn. And after the two swap back, he continues to be known as the head of Annwn. Sometime later, Pwyll is walking around his palace after a feast, and one of the members of his court informed him of a myth related to a nearby mound. It was said that whoever sat on top of the mound would either receive mysterious wounds or would experience some sort of marvel. The heroic Pwyll, not fearing any wounds, went up and sat on the mound. While sitting, a beautiful woman, clothed in golden silk and riding a pure white horse, came down the road near the mound. Pwyll is intrigued by this strange woman and sends his best horseman after her to find out who she is. Despite his best efforts, however, on the kingdom's fastest horse, he cannot catch up to the mysterious woman. Even more strangely, the woman doesn't even appear to be riding quickly. Pwyll, even more intrigued, goes to the top of the mound every day, and continues to see her trot past. Finally, he rides after her himself, and still unable to catch her, he calls out to her, pleading with her to stop. She does so, responding that it would have been better for his horse if he had asked sooner. Pwyll believed that this woman was the most beautiful he had ever laid eyes on, and asks what her purpose is here. She admits that she has come for him, telling them that she is Rhiannon from the other world, and she hopes to marry Pwyll instead of her betrothed, a man named Gwal. Pwyll, of course, gladly agrees, and the two arrange for a wedding 1 year from now. Over the course of the next year, Pwyll continued to deflect any questions about the woman he was planning on marrying, and finally the day of the wedding arrived. A great feast was held at Rhiannon's father's palace, and during the festivities, a young man entered the hall and asked Pwyll to fulfill a request. Pwyll, perhaps in such a good mood, agreed to the request without even asking what it was. The man then asked that he be given the hand of Rhiannon instead of Pwyll. Pwyll, mortified at what he had just done, could only remain silent as Rhiannon rebuked him, telling him that never before has a man made worse use of his wits than Pwyll. She then reveals that this man is Gwal, the man she was previously betrothed to. Left with little choice, Rhiannon promises to wed Gwal in 1 year's time, but she assures Pwyll that she knows of a way to avoid marrying Gwal. Rhiannon's plan involves giving Pwyll an enchanted bag that could never be filled no matter how much is placed into it. Pwyll will come to the wedding feast disguised as a beggar and ask Gwal to fill the bag with food. When Gwal realizes the bag will never be filled, Rhiannon will tell him that the bag will never be full until a man of noble birth presses down on the contents with both of his feet. At that point, they will tie up Gwal in the bag, and Pwyll will summon his knights standing outside to beat Gwal in the bag until he's forced to give up Rhiannon to Pwyll. Fortunately, the plan worked. Gwal relinquished Rhiannon and left, and the two were finally married. Pwyll and Rhiannon returned to Dyved as king and queen, and they ruled the land with prosperity. However, a few years later, the nobles of the land began pressuring Pwyll to provide an heir for the kingdom. The nobles believed that Rhiannon was unable to provide him a child, and advised him to take a second wife. Pwyll hesitated, however, telling them that if by next year she had still not given him a child, he would take another wife. Fortunately for Rhiannon, she gave birth to a boy before the year was up, but quite unfortunately for her, the newborn baby disappeared on the night of his birth. The boy was being kept in a room with six maids, who fell asleep during the night. When they awoke at dawn and discovered the baby missing, they believed they would all be executed for such a heinous crime. Shockingly, they agreed to kill a few puppies, rub some of the blood on Rhiannon's face, and spread some of the bones nearby. When Rhiannon awoke, asking where her son was, they replied that during the night, they had struggled with her while she rampaged and devoured her own baby. Rhiannon was understandably horrified at such a claim, and pressed the maids to admit they were lying, but they continued to speak the same story. The story quickly spread across the kingdom, and Pwyll is urged by the nobles to immediately divorce Rhiannon, but he refuses, and instead agrees to set a penance for her to go through. Rhiannon's penance was for the next 7 years she must sit daily by the gate of the castle, and tell the story of what she had done to any who come there. Additionally, she must offer to carry the guests on her back into the palace, if they permit her. Rhiannon accepted this penance, although very few agreed to have her carry them, and she continued to stay in the palace as the queen. As you might already suspect, however, the baby was not killed, and was later found by a horse lord in the kingdom of Gwent. This horse lord owned a mare that was said to be the most beautiful in the kingdom, and it gave birth every 1st of May, but the colts always disappeared without a trace. Curious and frustrated, he decided this time to bring the mare into his home, arm himself, and stand watch through the night. During the night, the mare gave birth to a beautiful colt, and while the lord was admiring it, a claw came in through a nearby window, snatching the newborn by the mane. He drew his sword and cut the monstrous arm by the elbow, severing the arm. When he rushed outside to finish the monster, he found no trace of it, and returned to his home, where he found a baby in swaddling clothes on his porch. He and his wife take in the baby as their own, but soon found him growing at a supernatural pace, able to walk before he was a year old. He also developed a very strong affinity with horses, and before too long, the horse lord realized the boy greatly resembled Pwyll, who he had used to work for. He had also heard the tale of what happened to Rhiannon, and knew that this was their child. With sadness, he returned the boy to his rightful parents. Pwyll and Rhiannon were both overjoyed, and offered the lord jewels and horses and dogs, but he would take none of them. The boy was named Pryderi, a play on words meaning worry or anxiety. The two parents raised the boy in happiness, until eventually Pwyll passed on, and Pryderi became king of Dyved. During Pryderi's reign, Britain goes to war with Ireland, and Pryderi accompanies the king of Britain during the war. After a particularly vicious battle, Pryderi is one of only 7 survivors, along with a friend of his, Manawethan. Pryderi invites Manawethan to live with him in Dyved, and to marry his widowed mother, Rhiannon. Manawethan agrees, and when he met Rhiannon, he found that he had never come across a woman more filled with grace and beauty than her. Rhiannon also took to Manawethan, and the two wed. A short time later, however, as Pryderi, his wife, Rhiannon, and Manawethan are sitting together, the sound of thunder suddenly erupts around them, and a thick mist begins to cover the region. When the mist dissipated, the group of four walked around, and discovered that every other human and domesticated animal had disappeared. The group spends a couple years in the empty region, feasting, hunting, and enjoying themselves, but after a time they grew weary of the lack of other people. They traveled to another region and they made a living in other cities by crafting saddles, shields, and shoes. Competition eventually forces the group to move on, and they finally return to Duvid, where they continue to live off the land. One day, while hunting, Pryderi and Manawithan come across a pure white boar, and they chase after it. They follow the boar until it runs into a mysterious castle that looked newly built. Their hunting dogs had chased the boar into the castle and had yet to come back out, so Pryderi told his friend that he would enter the castle to retrieve his dogs. Despite Manawithan advising him against it, believing this castle to be created by the same entity responsible for the mist, Pryderi entered and did not come back out. Manawithan decided to return to the women and informed Rhiannon what had happened. Rhiannon immediately rushes out to go to the castle, undaunted by its mysterious nature, and enters. She finds Pryderi clutching onto a golden bowl, entranced by it. She touches the bowl herself, and after another crack of thunder, the castle disappears along with Rhiannon and her son. Manawithan was left with his friend's wife, and the two returned to civilization once more to try crafting as a living, but they were again driven out by competitors. The two took wheat back to Duvid and attempted to grow it, but Manawithan found that when he went to reap his crops, they had already been harvested and carried away. His second attempt ended the same way, so the third time he stood watch. At midnight, a great host of mice came to his field, and in his shock he watched as they tore down the wheat and carried it off. He came to his senses in time to grab a particularly sluggish and fat mouse. The next day, while about to kill it for being a thief, he was approached by three strange men, separately, who each attempted to pay money so that Manawithan would release the mouse. Manawithan refused them all, but the third man, a bishop, asks him what it would take for him to free the mouse. Manawithan responds that he wishes for Pryderi and Rhiannon to be free, and for Duvid to be returned to the way it was. The bishop agrees, and Manawithan also wishes to know who the mouse is. The bishop reveals that he is a friend of Gwal, Rhiannon's betrothed from long ago, and he wanted revenge for what they had done to him. He had cast the spell over Duvid and captured Rhiannon and Pryderi. The horde of mice had been women from his court in disguise, and the sluggish mouse was his pregnant wife. Manawithan forced him to return things to the way it had been, and promised to never seek revenge on Duvid again. Rhiannon and Pryderi were reunited with their spouses, Duvid returned to prosperity, and all was well. While this video is less of an in-depth look at the nature and different aspects of Rhiannon, and more of a summary of a tale, it should provide a good picture of Rhiannon. While there's no doubt that she is a mysterious and magical figure from the other world, there is some difference of thoughts on her presence as a goddess. She is often referred to as a goddess of horses, and is also associated with another horse goddess, Epona. Whether a goddess or simply a magical figure from another realm, Rhiannon is a heroic woman showcasing qualities of intellect, humility, and courage.